Photojournalist Robin Bowman has worked for the prestigious photo agency Magnum and also for People magazine. She has documented the conflicts in Darfur and Bosnia. She's been to dozens of countries and found herself in many difficult situations. For her new book, Robin Bowman did things a little differently. She drove across the United States, covering more than 20,000 miles, and she photographed more than 400 teens. Some of those pictures and some of those teens' words are included in the book called It's Complicated, The American Teenager. Karen Michelle reports.
Robin Bowman spent 4 years driving around the United States photographing teens. She also interviewed them using rudimentary equipment. She asked each of them a set list of questions about family, school, drugs, money, aspirations, and fears. She had to learn to be quiet, not to interrupt.
What is the toughest thing about being a teenager and why, for you?
Dating.
Robin Bowman is talking with Courtney Pazlik in Nashville, Tennessee. In the book, Pazlik is pictured sitting on a sofa wearing a T-shirt and jeans, her hair tucked behind her ears and reaching just past her shoulders. There's a painting on the wall just over her head. She's smiling. Her feet barely reach past the brocade cushions. Pazlik calls herself a little person. She's 17, and she's never had a date.
How does this make you feel?
Mad that they don't want to know me better. They look at the outside more than the inside.
To attract the teens, Robin Bowman used various methods. Sometimes friends would suggest kids, but most times it was much more happenstance.
Often I'd be driving down the street and I'd see, you know, a group of four teens, and I would pull over and I'd have to convince them that I was not going to hurt them, that I meant no harm, but that I was working on this project.
She'd get permission from their parents and a signed release. But the photojournalist, used to prepping for a shoot, worked differently this time.
I would photograph first, which worked against everything I had ever learned in my profession. I always knew a lot of information in the past before walking into a shoot. But this, I felt very concerned that I was going to manipulate the image or control these teenagers if I knew too much about them.
Okay, today is March 24th, 2002, and I'm in Bradshaw, West Virginia, and I'm sitting here with
Ray Malheur.
Ray Malheur. And Ray, where are you from?
I'm from Jello, West Virginia.
Jello, West Virginia. And how old are you?
I'm 18 years old.
Ray Malheur is pictured with three friends. As in all of the photographs in the book, the four look straight at the camera. Malheur's hanging near the back of the group, hands on his hips, chin out, looking just a bit confrontational.
As you look ahead in your life, what do you think you'll become? Two-part question. Fantasy. Like something you dreamed about all your life.
I want to live like Nelly.
Who's Nelly?
He's a rapper.
It's a him.
Yes, it's a him. It's a black guy.
Okay.
He owns probably a billion-dollar home, and he's got like 20 vehicles, you know, like 8 or 10 PT Cruisers, stretch limos, you know, everything. I'd love to live like that, telling you.
Okay, reality. What do you think you're going to become?
Probably a coal miner.
Do you think that's the closest thing to your reality?
Yes, that's the closest thing right now.
Robin Bowman shot the portraits using a Polaroid camera that gave her both a positive that the kids could see and a negative for later printing. Having that immediate feedback helped, she says, gain the teens' trust. Bowman asked the teens to suggest a location for the shoot and later to show her which photos they preferred. The final decision was hers. Patrick Roberts was 19 and living in Lawrence, Kansas, when Bowman shot him in his favorite alley, a cigarette dangling out of his mouth. Now he's ready to graduate from college, and that picture is on the cover of Bowman's book. Robert says he likes the picture, but feels vulnerable now, reading the words he said then.
The easiest thing about being a teenager is still having a sort of romantic perspective or outlook on the world, not being jaded or disillusioned, and knowing, hoping, that you have time to do what you want and to achieve what you want.
And now?
I still feel that way, but although I'm no longer a teenager, I haven't lost that feeling, and I don't think it's going anywhere, so maybe I was wrong that that's specific to being a teenager. I think you have to work hard, though, not to let yourself forget that feeling of having dreams and aspirations and knowing that there's nothing that can stop you or feeling that way when you're young.
Of course, that's not always true. In Ebony Wilson's photograph, she's shot from below, standing on a street corner in the Bronx, New York. There's a sign for a beauty parlor painted on the building behind her to her left. Wearing a parka that slipped off her shoulders, 15-year-old Ebony looks down at the camera, her expression a cipher.
I felt that grown-ups heard what I said, but they did not listen. Like, they just heard me. They didn't listen. They really did not pay attention.
Now Ebony is 20 and the mother of a young son. She feels that people will pay more attention to her words, reading them in a book.
Because when you read, you have no choice but to listen, because you can't interrupt. Like, when you have a conversation with somebody, they have the chance to interrupt you. But when you read, you hear them no matter what, and it sticks.
The title of the book, It's Complicated, The American Teenager, echoes the stories the teens tell. Ray Mallier, the West Virginian who admired Nelly and his fleet of cars, is now in jail. He stabbed someone. For NPR News, I'm Karen Michelle.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.